Warning. This story contains explicit language that may offend some readers. Reader discretion is advised. Over the past few months, few municipal dossiers have sparked more discussion than the controversial Quadra McKenzie Plan, QMP. At its core, the plan seeks to enhance active transportation infrastructure, create urban hubs, increase density, and diversify the municipality's housing stock. But many residents have voiced concerns about its potential impact on traffic and neighborhood character, among other things. After being presented to council last February and sent back for several months of public input to refine the draft, the revised plan returned to council on July 7 for feedback. Shortly before the meeting started, a large crowd filled the council chamber to capacity, with people lining the back wall and spilling into the corridor. Among the crowd was Caleb Crooks, a third-year UVic undergraduate student. He and a few friends, all volunteers with Homes for Living, a grassroots group advocating for affordable housing, were there to voice support for the plan. Part of a small minority, they each took their 3 minutes at the microphone. But Crooks said that with every speaker, opposition from the crowd grew louder and more tense. Crooks spoke in support of Saanich's Quadra McKenzie plan at the July 7 council meeting. Saanich.ca. Following his speech, he and his companions decided to leave, citing concern for their safety. "For the first time, I truly did not feel safe in those council chambers," he said. "My friends and I moseyed our way slowly but surely. We realized just how dog-piled we were at this engagement and how many people kept coming up and insulting and demeaning us." On his way out, Crooks recalled a few people in the crowd hurling insults, some cringy jabs, while others were outright abusive remarks and homophobic slurs. "There just so happened to be a gentleman who clearly didn't like what I had to say, and, on my way out, he scoffed into my ear, 'You fucking cunt,'" Crooks recalled. "At that moment I was so taken aback by that. I didn't tell any of my friends, until well the next day, because I was frankly just in shock." Although Crooks expected some pushback for voicing his opinion on such a controversial issue, he was astounded by the amount of hatred and vitriol he received. "I don't think I said anything crazy, disruptive or provocative," he said. "I went there and simply spoke my thoughts on the content of the Quadra McKenzie plan. As a group, I would say we were antagonized. It was the attitude in that room that I found was very disruptive and disrespectful." While it took him a few days to process this experience, Crooks told Saanich News that he still stands by his words despite the opposition received. "It's extraordinarily expensive to live here, and a lot of younger working-class people like myself really struggle to keep the roof over their heads," he said. Having witnessed the housing crisis firsthand, the young man believes the QMP is part of the solution and a step in the right direction. "A lot of what goes on in Saanich will have ramifications for the entire region, and the Quadra McKenzie plan in particular is a very ambitious plan, not only to build housing and transit, but it fundamentally re-evaluates how we think about Saanich as a city," he said. "I think it's arguably one of the most important projects going on in the region." While the council chamber may have been filled with opponents of the plan, Crooks said the thousands who might support it are the people whose homes have yet to be built in the community. Following the raucous meeting, councillors including Teal Phelps Bondaroff, Zach DeVries and Mayor Dean Murdoch issued a statement condemning the hostility and abuse directed at some participants. "While some topics may provoke strong feelings," Murdoch said, "public discourse should always be rooted in respect and civility and must never give way to abuse, threats, or intimidation. This is the kind of activity that is completely unacceptable and not at all conducive to creating a safe and welcoming environment where everyone can feel that their input is welcome," he said. "No one should feel threatened or intimidated." Having been through more than one rocky council meeting, Murdoch said it was the first time he and council directly witnessed members of the crowd directly engaging in provocations and disrupting decorum. "This is an important discussion about the future of our community and all viewpoints are welcome," he said. "But at no point should there be any behavior that threatens or intimidates others from feeling that they can contribute." Following the July 7 meeting, Murdoch told Saanich News that steps are being explored to help prevent similar incidents from happening again. "We're reviewing the safety plan and looking at some of the additional safety measures that we'll implement for meetings in which we expect a large turnout," he said. "That may involve reducing the number of folks who are in the chamber, additional security, or encouraging folks to participate online as well." Despite the response, Crooks said the events didn't deter him but rather strengthened his determination to stand up for what he believes is right, regardless of adversity, with the intention of going back in front of council when the draft is scheduled to be revisited this winter. "We have the absolute necessity to not yield on these kinds of affronts, and we cannot allow this type of behavior to win," he said. "We cannot let people see that that is a valid strategy for communicating their wants and desires."